Die Metal Kids mit Edge of Town gehört auf Lux FM, 15 Uhr und 15 Minuten. Das Trio aus Australien spielt heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain und ist jetzt schon bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen nochmal über die Platte Lost Friends, die wieder mal selbst aufgenommen worden ist. Wir sprechen über Vor- und Nachteile einer klassischen Ausbildung am Instrument. Wir finden raus, inwiefern das Sydney Opera House schon Teil der Bandhistorie ist. Und wir quatschen noch ein paar weitere Sachen, nehme ich an, mit Hannah Joy, Harry Day und Tim Fitz. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today? Everything all right?
Great, yep.
Where are you coming from?
Copenhagen.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. You played a show there?
Yeah, last night. It was a beautiful time.
Mm.
Wonderful journey on the ferry.
Ah, yeah, you have to take the ferry to get away from
cool.
there.
Yeah.
So it was like a foggy ferry situation
Big
this morning?
Big time foggy.
Yeah, a lot of fog. Yeah, it felt like we were in some sort of Nordic crime drama.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very exciting.
Looks like an inspirational setting.
Yeah.
Did you know that the second album by the Metal Kids was inspired by Scandinavian crime movies? So congratulations on Lost Friends.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You've done it.
We did it.
Out there, and you've once again decided to record stuff on your own without external producers, kind of. And I really feel that this is an important part of the signature sound of your band, Metal Kids.
Mm.
Because there's a certain twist in the sound, I guess, that is, it doesn't sound less professional than a Rick Rubin record or something, mm-hmm. but there's elements in that sound that only exist because Tim is taking over the wheel when it comes to producing.
That's interesting. I want to hear more about what you can hear.
Keep talking.
I want to hear all about it.
Freewheeling Tim Fitz.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah.
Now there's one guy fishing for compliments.
Yeah.
That was a wrong start. I started off on the wrong note.
No, but I think it's true. Like, when we first started making the record, we tried to go into a studio and work with someone. And because we felt like that's what you should do when you make your first album. But we actually didn't love that experience and we just wanted to go back home and make it and get Tim to kind of get his hands on it. So
Tim was constantly pushing the guy away from the computer like, oh, no, we don't do it.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. I was very polite.
I'm sorry we don't do it like that.
No, but yeah, I just think there is something in the way that Tim interprets the songs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always find when I bring Tim a song and then he like does some things with it, I'm amazed by his take on the song. It's always so much better than what I could have heard.
That's something that I find really sweet, actually, because I've been reading interviews with you guys.
Mm.
And it's always like, Hannah's like, I really love Tim's approach to music. It's brilliant because he uses his gut more than his brain, and I love it.
Because he's a dummy.
No, and then it's the other way around. And a guy asks Tim about the band, and they're like, oh, I love Hannah's approach to music. She's classically trained. She brings some Chopin and plays it on the piano, and then a song comes out of that.
That's true. So good.
Yeah, that's nice, though. There's a huge respect within the band, kind of. And that's something that I really find interesting is the fact that you've been classically trained on the piano. I think Harry is like kind of like comes from the jazz world in a way.
Much.
And you have always chosen, you were taught the piano in your very early days, but then you tried your own approach into music. And I think that's another hidden secret of the band Metal Kids.
Mm.
Because if you all were untrained musicians, you know, how important is that for you that there's three worlds within the band?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it was one of those like wonderful things that just happened. Like, we didn't choose each other because of that. But I think that we all have such a unique perspective and we've all been on our own kind of musical journey and we've explored and absorbed music in our own contexts. And then so we all bring a little piece of that and it works together like really wonderfully. Mm. Yeah,
because sometimes when you bring a song and then Tim does something to it, you'll be like, but I can't see the structure.
Yeah,
There's nothing from the university surrounding that I see here that
it doesn't fit into any form.
that's great.
Cool.
So that's important for you guys, would you say?
Yeah, I think it's important that we all, but actually something that's equally important was we've had to find a common language because we have come from really different places. And like, even like Harry and I, if we're talking about like drum sounds that we like or something, like we've had to like really talk about a lot of music to get to a common language about it. So I think coming from different places can present challenges as well. So, but I think we're in a place where we're sort of, we're leaving behind those differences and we're creating like a, we're more of an idea of what the band actually is, which is exciting.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you were talking about a common language that you have to find as a band, because that's just what it is, right?
Yeah.
Especially when one is classically trained, the other not.
Right.
How to talk about the next chord progression, you know, with somebody who doesn't even know what a chord progression is.
Harry says 1-4-5-2-6, you know, from jazz world.
It's a 1-4-5 structure.
It's very simple, right?
It really is. But I've only learned, I mean, I've been making music for years. I've been putting out records, and I've only just recently learned how to deconstruct the 1-4-5 thing, what it means. You know?
I'm like, that's a Plagal cadence.
But now, before we dive into the nerd talk too deeply, let's listen to another song of yours. It's called On My Knees, the metal kids of Lux FM. Die Metal Kids nochmal mit On My Knees, 15 Uhr und 24 Minuten. Ihr hört die Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Flux FM. Wir haben schon einiges erfahren über die Metal Kids, dass hier die Welt des Jazz zusammenfindet mit der Welt der klassischen Musik. Tim hat eher so ein Bauchgefühl-Approach zur Musik gefunden und so ergänzen sich die drei Herrschaften hervorragend. Heute Abend gibt es das Konzert in der Kantine am Berghain. Ich wurde auch schon ausgefragt darüber, wie das da so ist. Und habe der Band versprechen können, dass sie sich wohlfühlen werden am Abend. So you guys are going to play Cantina at Berghain tonight. But you've been on tour for a while now already, right?
Yeah, we've been here almost a month, maybe a couple of weeks. We played in Berlin a couple weeks ago with Block Party, which was super fun for us because they're like a big time favorite band of ours.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've been in the north for a while now.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I've read about a gig in the Sydney Opera House. Was it this year actually that you've played there once again, or?
Yeah, it was this year.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, that was like our. That was a pretty special show for us.
Yeah, especially for you, I guess, because I found out another crazy thing about your past.
Yeah.
That's the fact that you did your first gig in the Sydney Opera House with 12 years.
Well, I played a show there as a young child, yes.
I mean, what's the difference?
Sure. I performed a composition of mine.
Yeah, and that's so crazy. I wanted to ask you about that.
And I can't even remember what it was. It probably was very bad, but it was like
a classically inspired Chopin-esque.
No, I actually was singing on it.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was like through a composition competition thing. I don't know.
Competition.
Yeah, it's just cool to be back there as an adult and really, I mean, for all of us, because we grew up going to see shows at the Opera House ever since we were all little, and it's so significant culturally in Sydney, and so just to be playing there.
It's the fucking silhouette that you have in front of your face, in front of your eyes when you think about Sydney. No matter where you are, right?
Totally.
It's like Sydney, you see that silhouette of that house.
Yeah, and then also because we are all from Sydney, all our family and friends are there.
Oh, nice.
Like it was just one of those like magic nights. Oh, it was the best. Oh, we got all teary.
But you can't remember anything about that song because
when I was 12, that one. Oh no!
But is there a recording of it?
I bet. I should look.
That would be so cool.
That would be cool. I was wearing my school uniform when I did the performance.
Wow.
Okay.
That's cool.
That's a bit weird from today's perspective, I guess. I think you shouldn't repeat that part.
Okay.
But if the song's nice, maybe one could.
Yeah.
That would be cool, like to do a remix of a Hannah Joy song when she was 12 years old.
There you go.
And then you put it on the B-side of the next single.
Definitely a B-side.
Run it through some distortion.
Yeah, Tim will destroy it as he does.
That's always my answer.
Yeah. So you guys have put out the record not too long ago, and there's been an EP before. But what's your current status? Are you currently working on new stuff, or is that not possible for you as a band that's touring right now? Because the danger of a touring band writing songs is the fact that they come back like with "The Boys Are Back in Town."
Road songs, dog songs.
A lot of songs about airports and hotels.
Yeah. You have to avoid that, I guess.
And the road.
Amen.
We've got a 6-track finished.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Already done.
Yeah, so Soul Ties was like the first single that we've released.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have like an official plan of how we're kind of releasing it, but early next year we'll have another song out. And Yeah, we were managed to just kind of record it in little windows we had. Hopefully it's not too, road doggy, but yeah.
But it's another advantage of being able to produce oneself, right?
You
don't have to look for the producer's schedule. No. Oh, you can record with us in May 2020. Exactly. That's nice.
Yeah, and we
looking
were able,
forward to it.
Yeah, like Sia signed Middle Kids. Like, yeah, we got to do one song here, one song there. Yeah. Then we did like three songs at home. And, it's like, so we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
Feeling like, yeah, it's been cool because we like to make things and then tour and then make, because we need the two sides of inspiration.
Cool.
Yeah,
and I really have a good feeling about the vibe in the band when I'm talking to you right now.
Oh, good.
And I really think it's a good idea that you're keeping control over your art with the producing on your own and stuff. I think it's really important. And it must be cool for you as a singer because it must be easier to open up in front of Tim, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes harder because there's a special relationship.
Fights.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think it is like, it's a safe space to be vulnerable, I guess. But yeah, probably where I'm recording vocals, we have the most fights we ever have, really.
Yeah, I don't go to those sessions anymore.
Harry stays away.
I was like, should I ask Harry about what it's like to tour with
everyone
true
asks
people?
That.
And I was like, no, I'm not gonna ask. But there's been an answer. That's nice though. I don't go to the vocal recording sessions anymore.
Let them sort it out. Yeah.
It's for the best.
That's enough information for me.
Heute Abend play a song.
Heute Abend spielen die Middle Kids in der Kantine am Berghain und wir dürfen Tickets verlosen für diese Show unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer jetzt durchkommt, wird von Jasmin Kröger, meiner Kollegin, auf die Gästeliste geschrieben für die Middle Kids in der Kantine am Berghain am heutigen Abend. 030 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. So guys, thank you for visiting. It was a great pleasure to be talking to you. You know where we are right now. You know where we live. So next time you're in Berlin, you just come and visit us again.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Don't wait for the invitation. Just come in.
All right.
Okay, so thank you. And I'll play Salt Ice.
Cool. Sweet.
To finish our little conversation. Thank you for coming. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.